Hello and welcome to everybody listening. This is Balancing the Act, a podcast that focuses on how you manage your job and make sure you travel. In this podcast, you will hear stories from people who were willing to take a leap of faith and believe in their ideas. Each podcast will leave you educated and leave you with a unique life lesson.
Hello and welcome to Balancing the Act. Today I am with Tarun, head coach of Gold Gym. He's a certified personal trainer and he's been on the cover of Men's Health. He's trained over 3,500 people globally and he's on a mission to transform 1 million lives. So let's hear it from Tarun. Thank you so much for making the time and being on Balancing the Act. It's a pleasure to meet someone as fit as you and with such aspirations of making so many more people fitter.
Thanks, Kevin. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me here. Hey, of course, our mutual friend, Dhaval, I loved his show as well on your podcast. It was an amazing story. He was an awesome storyteller. So I wish to at least balance the act and make sure that I'm as good as him at least, you know, not better. So
it's not about being better or being worse. It is more about telling your story and your true story to the world. So with this, let me ask you about your fitness journey, how it began and how you followed your passion. Because without passion, I know fitness doesn't work.
Yeah, so it all stems for me from my childhood itself, you know. Just to go back way into history, into 1952, when my father was born in a small village called Karaikal. That's in Tamil Nadu, for those who don't know. And I'm talking about a time where there was nothing available, right? So it was a village where we just came out of slavery. 5 years later, he was born. And so all he had was a chota sa jhopadpatti, you know, just a small hut to live in. And he lived on candlelight where he studied, and he had to travel 15 to 20 kilometers to school, forth and back. And how would you do that apart from walking or going by a bicycle? And even a bicycle is something that's not available back then. So it was pretty much by foot. And his brothers got into stick fighting. They learned the stick fighting arts as well. So fitness was always a part of his life. And he became one of the greatest in terms of the people who came out of his village and became extremely successful. He earned a master's degree in science and mathematics, and also became one of the top IRS officers in the country. But he always wanted to push me into sports as well, so he encouraged me a lot. He bought me a racket worth like 3,000 rupees back in 1987, a tennis racket, and by a company called WinMac, I still remember. And my mother was all furious because we're middle class, and she was yelling at him as to why the hell did you do that. But that is the level of commitment he had towards me and sports. And I played everything when I was a kid. And when we moved to Ahmedabad in 1991, he introduced me to Bruce Lee through Enter the Dragon. The very next day when we were coming back from school, I remember we were in the car, and it was about 4:30 in the evening. That is when I just said, "Stop, Dad," in our own language. And he said, "Hey, what happened?" And I saw that there was a karate class. What are the odds of it that just the previous night he showed me Enter the Dragon, and then the very next day it was just meant to be. And then we went and had a look. And the moment I came back home, I was doing the upper block. Okay, upper block, like I was just showing it to him. He said, "Do you want to do this?" And the very next day I enrolled, and that's where my love for and my journey with martial arts began, you know. So I enjoyed it for the next 2 to 3 years, and then unfortunately he passed away when we moved to Delhi. So we moved to Hyderabad, and it was all on and off in terms of my fitness journey. So I played cricket for my school. So it's a pretty large journey, man. Let's just fast forward to 2001, when I was about 120 kilos. And that was after 2 years of studying from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single day. And this was for the engineering entrance exams, which I nailed. But I also nailed a lot of food and put on like 45 kilos, which I eventually ended up losing over the next few months, but running every single day. And then again, fast forward many years, about 10 years into the future, 2010 is when I started working with a global brand in terms of sales, marketing, and business development. In this, my chairman did not help me one bit. He was a national swimming champion, and would go for these crazy, crazy challenges. Like, you see all the 30-day challenges happening right now on the internet, and he was the master of all challenges. Every single day, he's running a marathon. He's doing like a 7-day, 7 Ironman in 7 days across 7 Emirates of the UAE. and we are gobsmacked. This guy has everything. He has incredible fitness lifestyle, an incredible life, wife, couple of daughters, and he has his own company. So not only is he running his passion, but I'm paying for it because I'm helping him make the money for it. You know? So, and all of like 200 of us are working to make his dream come true, which is great. But that's when I felt that maybe my life is much beyond this. And every one of my managers felt that, and my friends in the company as well felt that, you know what, you're built for something else. Forget about all these promotions that you're getting. Forget about all the good stuff, traveling across different countries that you're getting to do with this company. You'll get to do that anyhow. But I think your life is in a gym where you're training people and changing their lives. And that is what your calling is. That's what your purpose is. And yeah, so all of this put together made me put my foot down in the mid of 2013, where I said, you know what, let's just do it. And I resigned from the company, got a lot of backlash from my family, but had to do what I had to do. And 7 years later, I became the head coach of Gold Gym India, responsible for about 1,000 trainers across 100 cities, and about 150 gyms across the country, which have about 4 lakh members.
I'm sure that your mission is going to be successful in the years to come. So my question to you is about the mental barriers of your childhood and how you've, you know, adapted or changed, and how did you overcome it?
When you want to adopt a lifestyle of fitness and health and wellness, yes, you will have mental barriers, and some of them are in the environment itself. For example, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't feel the need to go out there and binge on beers or just get drunk and smash, for example, which is the cool thing to do, which is the in thing, because apparently being intoxicated is cool, and I don't find that cool. And in fact, my father, I remember in Ahmedabad in 1992 or so, we were in a party and there were like 100 of his colleagues and they worshipped him. Okay, I found that he was the life of the party, but he wouldn't touch a single drink. He would not touch a cigarette because he knew his kids are there. His boy and his girl are right there and he has to set an example. And regardless, he never drank anyhow or smoked. And I saw that even though he did not drink or smoke, he still was the life of the party. People loved him and respected him much more and enjoyed being with him. And I said, shit, this is exactly what I want. And I have faced a lot of barriers because of that, especially when it comes to socializing. It does become hard. But of course, all that, and in 2020, when everyone is struggling, I get a job. So it's all worth it, man. So for me, everything that I went through, my barrier was already there. When it comes to other barriers, for example, let's talk about what are the barriers, like for example, food. Okay, A, I did not know what is dieting back then, 1994-95. What is the right kind of foods? Why did people say rice is bad, for example, when actually it isn't? But the rice is bad, you put on weight because you're not supposed to eat. Like, I didn't know, I was a kid, and in India, you eat what you're given. Like, लड्डू खिला रहे हैं तो खाओगे तुम, मिलता है तो खा लो, but you didn't know that calories add up fat and that means you get bullied at school for being fat and stuff. I had no idea, right? So I'm not doing this because I was bullied, because I want to look good, or because I want to impress somebody or whatever. I'm doing this because I want to be in control of my mind and my body. And I love being a great sports person. More than the scissoring six pack, that's all easy stuff, man. It takes like a month to get shredded, so that's not a big deal for me. So it doesn't impress me much when someone wants to do it only to look good, because those looks will fade. I know that how things work, how life works. That barrier in everyone's mind is that they gotta take out is you need to struggle in order to get into good shape. And when I say good shape, it's not just about your looks, but internally, is your digestive system doing well? Is your heart functioning well? The number one muscle in the body is the heart. How are you conditioning your heart? How are your lungs functioning? Now, this is what I am more interested in. Are your hormones balanced? Is your mind good? Are you able to sleep well? Are you consuming enough water for the day? Now, these are the things that people should be really looking at instead of saying, so these are some of the major mental barriers. And as long as you get that out of your head, and do it for the right reasons, then fitness and health and wellness will be a piece of cake for you.
What is more important, a greater mindset to be followed or a better diet plan to be followed?
To follow the diet plan, you gotta have a mindset first. So if it's all in the head, just to keep this short, It's always all in the head, no matter what you have to do. You have to, if you want to follow something, then kind of you've given up. You need to lead it. I'd say, why do you want to follow something when you need to lead it? So the idea should always be something that you can lead. Yes, for a bit, you got to be a good follower for some time. Then you got to start leading it. The moment someone else is leading you, then for your entire life, you're going to be a follower. And we as human beings are not really great as being followers. We always rebel. We want to be our own boss. So if you want to be your own boss, fair enough, follow someone for some time. Okay, but then start leading. So yeah, so that's what you got to do. And the moment you use the word diet, you've lost. Yeah, I'm not dissing any of the dietitians out there. In fact, we have nutritionists as well. So I'm not dissing any one of them. I myself have studied nutrition, but that's the whole point. It's got to be a nutrition plan and a lifestyle and not a short-term diet.
We've heard about your life, how well-equipped you are for your passion and what you want to do in life. But what is the most life-changing experience that you've had and who it was with? What was this experience?
Yeah, so my first international travel was 2012 was my first experience traveling outside of India. Can you believe that? No. When I was almost 28 years old, I went to Dubai there. But that is not the most life-changing experience for me. I did travel Southeast Asia even then, but fast forward 4 years later, roughly exactly 5 years from today that we're speaking in October, mid of September, a friend and I, we went to Goa and we spent about 3 weeks there. And I saw that you can spend your time taking care of yourself because you have a lot of time with you. Now, I decided that I'm going to travel now, which means my time is under my control, my money is under my control. So the mindset of I need to travel, it's a holiday, hence I'm going to binge eat, I'm going to binge drink, I'm going to party all night, I'm going to do all of that, that crazy stuff that everyone else does. I'm going to go all nighter for like 2 nights in a row or 5 nights in a row and then head back home and then again lead the same bad lifestyle and again complain about not having enough time to work out and take care of myself and eat the right diet. Again, I'm quoting the word diet because again, just to say how people usually put shackles on their own minds. In fact, when you have set time aside to go for a vacation, it's because you actually have time. You have money and that's luxury. For me, that time is priceless. And during that time, yes, you can enjoy local food. When I went to Goa, I enjoyed local food right there. Be a chicken shakuti or a fish shakuti with rice. And I did all of that stuff. I felt the need to do this for the next few months if we are going to travel more. We hadn't decided yet. So after those 3 weeks we were done in Goa, where every single day I covered the Palolem beach at least 10 times. That was 10 laps across the Palolem beach, which is 1 mile long, which means that I ran at least 10 miles every single day for 21 days. Yeah. Bare minimum, that was like 10 to 15 laps of the Palolem beach. So when I got back to Bombay, I spent about a week there just to settle a few things. And then we flipped the coin between Nepal to climb Mount Everest and Bali. But Nepal was, we had to do that because Nepal was undergoing some political tension back then, really bad one. So we didn't know whether it was a good choice, but still people were doing it. So we said, let Mother Luck take over, and we flipped a coin and Bali won. Yeah. So we land in Bali and it was the smoothest thing. I just enter. The lady asked me one question, where are you from, India? She put a stamp on my passport. I entered and that was awesome. So even there, every single place that I went to, I made sure that my portions, I have that much of protein, I have that much of... So that was a life-changing experience in that every place that I visited in Bali, especially my favorite place in Bali, which was Canggu. The first place we went to was Ubud. But after that, it was Canggu, because Canggu was so awesome. And if you've ever been there, or if you're going there, you got to go to these couple of places. One is called Betel Nut. And if you Google top 10 things to do in Bali, that's one of the top 10 things. It's a restaurant. It's an organic food-based restaurant. And Betel Nut, and another one which is right beside it, which is even better, which is not on the list, was number two. So I went to Canggu Fitness and trained every single day from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. or almost till 9 a.m. And went back to this restaurant and had Mangolicious every single day for the 21 days. So that was an amazing experience for me because I was living the life like, wow, I wake up first thing in the morning, I go to the gym, place I love the most, where I get to change my life. And that was amazing for me. So that was one of the best 3 weeks that I spent, after which we traveled by scooter across South Bali. We went to different places and spent like between half a day to a day at every single place, and came back to Canggu because we loved it so much, and stayed there for another week. So the Canggu experience was amazing. And from there, I knew that no matter where I go, I can actually do this. I can do this for the long term, regardless. From there, we went to Jakarta, spent a couple of days there. Then we went to Bangkok, spent a couple of days there. Every single place I went, I had a Fitness First global membership back then, so I made best use of it. I went to both the malls in which there was a Fitness First and ensured that I trained there. I got the email sent from my Fitness First Mumbai team, and then I made sure I trained there. So no matter where I went, I did that. Guys, once you make this a priority, right, that's it. You can do it. And it's not like I did not eat street food. I ate mango sticky rice like 20 times a day. In fact, it helped me more in storing glycogen as well, you know, which is complex carbohydrates stored in the muscle and the liver.
Any specific tips that you want to share, like when you're on the road, what are those 5 things that you can store in your bag and eat and not break your diet?
You can have whey protein bars, which you can carry along with yourself, like Quest bars. And I had a bunch of Quest bars that I would carry along with me. I would carry all my supplements, like for example, whey protein shakes as well, and meal replacement shakes. Lots of sachets are available at different places. I mean, go to a place like Bangkok and Bali, where fitness is so revered, and even in Jakarta, every single place I stopped over, I ensured to have a whole bunch of supplements that I would purchase. Apart from that, you can always munch on popcorn. If you can find organic popcorn from somewhere, it has a ton of fiber and keeps you fuller for longer. It keeps you so satisfied as well, because you keep on chewing so much that you feel satisfied very, very soon, and it stays for long as well. So you got to eat foods that are dense in nutrients and less dense in calories, very high density of fiber, and very high protein as well, because these foods ensure that you stay fuller for longer and you don't feel like binging at all. And whey protein is sweet, so if you're eating something sweet, why not carry some fruit as well, because fruit is very good. You gotta carry some fruit. It's not something you can carry for, you can carry a couple of pieces of fruit. And whenever we ate at a restaurant, I'd ensure that my plate is filled with a lot of greens, lots of, I have my rice as well, and my chicken or fish. So that's a basic plate. I call it the steak formula. What's in a steak? You got some meat, you got some, which is a source of protein. You got your starchy carbs in terms of herbed rice or herb potatoes, like mashed potatoes. And you got sauteed veggies, right? ये तो घर में भी बन सकता है यार, इतना स्टेक वेक बोल दिया, पर ये तो नॉर्मल है, किसी के घर में भी बन सकता है, ये बस इतना ही खाना है लोग. सो यू कैन डू दिस वाइल ट्रैवलिंग ऑल्सो गाइस. सो यू डोंट नीड टू स्टॉप ईटिंग हेल्दी बिकॉज you're on a vacation. You're not doing that anyhow. You might as well start it on a vacation, because again, you have the time and you have the money as well to spend. In fact, while traveling, when you eat healthy, it'll cut your cost by half. You make healthier choices, you end up spending half the money that you would actually spend on food. So when I came back, but I was still able to travel over and over again. So it was Bali, then Gili, then again Bali, Jakarta, Bangkok, Phuket. From Phuket it was Koh Phi Phi. We did a tour of Koh Phi Phi as well, and the islands around it. Then came back, and then once I was back to India for like a week or so, then we went to Sri Lanka. So this in Sri Lanka as well, exactly the same thing. No matter where I went, whether it's 3,000 meters above the sea level or whether it was at the beach in Birisa, no matter where I went, it was, hey, at one place I found goat milk, and goat milk is awesome. Okay, it has it has almost zero lactose. Or zero lactose, if I'm right. So yeah, I drank that every day because I had it for 3 days. So when I came back from my vacation, I came back in the best shape of my life. Yeah. So that's, once you make it a priority, it's set, man. So that's my thing. And I had the time of my life because I was so fit. I could run around. I could do everything. Right? I could go from one place to the other 10 times and come back and not feel tired. Whereas people are just sitting their asses on their sofas in the hotels or at the beach and just lazing around. I'm running on the beach and having the time of my life. Just, are you just going to say that, hey, there's a tanki bhar ka jo beer hai, mere ko peene ka hai, bas utna hi hai mera kaam. ऐसे थोड़ी होता है. यू स्टार्ट टेकिंग केयर ऑफ योरसेल्फ, स्टॉप पोस्टपोनिंग अ गुड थिंग, राइट? एंड सी व्हाट्स हैपेंड. यू कांट गो ऑन अ वेकेशन नाउ, यू आर स्टक एट होम. बट आई डोंट सी दैट एज स्टक एट होम. लेट्स फास्ट फॉरवर्ड टू द पैंडेमिक, राइट, वेयर पीपल आर स्ट्रगलिंग विद जॉब्स एंड एवरीथिंग एल्स. आई एम वेरी लकी, पीपल डोंट हैव ग्रैटिट्यूड. ओके, it's easy for me to sit here at home and say that people don't have gratitude, but I did not have that either many a time in my life. And every other year, every other month, there have been points where I don't have gratitude. Every other day you may not have gratitude. So if you want to ask me for the number one takeaway of everything in my life, it's about having gratitude and saying that I have the opportunity, let me use it, you know. And even when on the first day of this year, when I predicted that plans don't always pan out, it is on my Instagram. I actually on January 1st I posted that businesses will fail, so always have plans, but plans will always not work out. And look at how 2020 turned out, right? So you always have to come up with something new, and that's where you see so many people coming out with some wonderful exercise programs online. Every single person has an opportunity now to change their lives. And I know people who are still stuck in the same mindset, they're not taking care of themselves. Fitness has not been so affordable as it has been in the last 6 to 7 months. So you have the chance. You're sitting at home, you've got to eat healthy home cooked food, and you have cheap programs online as well. Why don't you just start? Okay, start and take better care of yourself. Be one of those thousands and thousands or millions of people who are taking care of themselves instead of just watching the news and just going crazy or trying to just binge on Netflix.
The man on the mission to transform 1 million lives is really going to happen, and it's going to happen very soon. But the future, because of this pandemic, do you see any improvements in the gyms once they open? And you as a head trainer of Gold Gym, so I want to understand your perspective of the fitness industry going ahead in the future.
Until the vaccine is out, it's going to continue to be hard for the fitness industry. When it comes to Gold Gym, it's been there for 65 years across the world. It's been there for 17 years in India. And yes, it's been tough, but during a tough time is when they made a good decision to hire someone when people are getting fired. Yeah, which means they're thinking in the positive direction. You got to have a split between online and offline. And it's so easy when you train online. You have to find a solution for the online space. And that's where Gold Gym is coming up with solutions where it's going to be the only brand which has both online and offline solutions. And in reality, why are people really so surprised about online? Because I have subscribed to programs as far back as 2004 from a couple of bodybuilders and everyone. So online space has always been open. People have been from the Jeff Cavaliers and the others, you know, Six Pack Shortcuts. There's so many that were rampant back in the day, 10, 12, 15 years ago as well. And all of these through YouTube, right? Everyone was subscribing through YouTube, through email campaigns. Now the game has changed with Instagram and many other platforms. So there are tons of Instagrammers and YouTubers who are making a ton and ton of money. It's always been there. You just have to go out there and find the clientele. And that's what we're trying to do.
So Tarun, thank you for, you know, giving your time and your efforts and your energy into enriching people's life and the way they look at life and lifestyle overall. The takeaways are massive from this episode. I really hope a lot of people listen to this episode and get Tarun's insight on how you can be fitter on a vacation. I think the next time I go on the vacation and come back to my house, I will have a better body. Thanks to you, Tarun.
This podcast is brought to you by Backpacker Me. Instagram handle @BackpackerMe. Follow, share.